There must be some people's playing that you enjoy. I mean, okay, everyone's playing and everyone is hopefully playing.
I really enjoyed John Coltrane, because I think that he had an extreme respect for himself, and he wasn't selfish with himself. I mean, with other people, he was willing to stand there and open up. You know, or to have been opened up before he went there, and allow people to walk in his nose and out his ears and up his and out his, you see. And I think that's really nice. He didn't have any shadow deeds. He had no fear of having light thrown on him or throwing light out of him.
Right.
He was a lighthouse man. Which is beautiful.
Okay,
Van Gogh. No, I like that.
How about someone that I've always thought of that way, like Woody Guthrie?
Really nice, man. Really.
Okay.
Very beautiful. Yeah.
Because they're
really
sharing.
Really love the dust.
Because they are sharing.
Just spreading seeds and pollinating and everything right before your eyes, ears and nose and everything. Breathing with all of his holes open. Refused to train himself.
Right.
What did he go through? I don't know about his son.
Well, I've always thought that it's an imitation.
Well, I just...
But he's gotten better.
To my
way of thinking.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's hard to follow somebody like Woody Guthrie if you're trying to be like Woody Guthrie.
Yeah.
I think Dylan's stuff he's doing now is more enjoyable. I've heard a couple of things. I'll Be Your Baby Tonight. I enjoy that. I enjoy that.
But isn't
tremendously.
That...
I heard that and I enjoyed it.
Now, isn't that the lullaby?
I don't know. I think that he was really doing what he really felt before. I feel that he was... trying to shed all of the eyes that he'd looked through down a keyhole, down on your knees and stuff like that. I think that he was referring to the fact that he'd read a lot. He was trying to release and become who he really was.
Right.
Although he was really who he was at the time.
Well, what about people that spend all this time looking for themselves and find out that there wasn't anything worth finding, or
how can that be?
Oh, well, okay, not that there wasn't anything worth finding, but they come out with Moon and June and Spoon and Lullaby. I mean, some of these people wrote lullabies.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't because of their training. Maybe that's the way they were.
If that's so, then I think it's a better lullaby than a trained lullaby.
Okay, but still a lullaby.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, there are millions of people in the country that read Rob McEwen, for instance.
Well, that's fine. You know, like, I should care less.
Uh-huh.
I picked up one of his books, and I didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah, well, I think he writes lullabies.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I can't,
for instance, someone like Allen Ginsberg, there's another person
that he put his problem on a lot of people. And I don't think he had a problem in the beginning. I don't think any of us have a problem. Unless we want to have a problem. You see?
Right.
Like Dylan Thomas wrote a song, whatever you want to call it, Do Not...
Good Gentlemen and a Good Night.
Yes. That's, I think, very beautiful. I think... very positive.
Well,